Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The topic for our meditation this morning, from Jerusalem to Rome, is taken from the last verse of the scripture reading. And the night following, the Lord stood by him and said, "Be of good cheer, Paul, for as thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem, so must thou bear witness also at Rome." From Jerusalem to Rome. This is one of the main themes, of course, in the book of Acts. In the 8th verse of chapter 1, we read the command of Christ before his ascension, "That ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon me, and ye shall be witness of me in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth." The sequence of events described by Luke in Acts follows the geographical scheme from Jerusalem to Rome, devoting the first 7 chapters to the early church of Jerusalem, and concluding with Paul's arrival and imprisonment at Rome in the final chapter. Geographically, then, Acts relates the spread of the gospel message from Palestine to the capital of the Roman Empire. From Jerusalem to Rome, however, also has theological implications. It denotes Christianity as superseding Judaism, as fulfillment of the Old Testament through the arrival of the promised Messiah, and as a cosmopolitan religion for all people, for Gentiles as well as for Jews. Theologically, Christianity presents salvation by God's grace alone, through faith in the divine and resurrected Redeemer, rather than by any fulfillment of the law. From Jerusalem to Rome is also the beginning and end of Paul's career, beginning as a persecutor of the early church in Jerusalem. Paul becomes the missionary to the Gentiles by preaching the gospel message throughout the Eastern Mediterranean world. His career, as contained in the book of Acts, ends at Rome. His death, according to tradition, occurred later, also at Rome. The success of Paul and of the early church in spreading the gospel from Jerusalem to Rome was due to 2 factors, referred to in our scripture reading and in our text for this morning. One factor is referred to in Paul's remarks to the Jewish leaders when he says, "Of the hope and resurrection of the dead, I am Paul's instruction." The message of Paul and of the early church was unique in the history of the world. Christianity proclaimed that Jesus, the Son of God, took upon himself our sins with all their guilt and punishment. That Christ's sacrificial death on the cross was accepted by our Heavenly Father, who raised Jesus from the grave, and that by God's grace, we are forgiven through faith and assured of resurrection from death to eternal life in the presence of the triune God. Yet the gospel of grace is unique in the history of religion. It depends completely on God's love, who raised his Son from the grave, and who has promised resurrection to all who place their hope on Christ as their Redeemer. The other factor in the success of Paul and the early church in spreading the gospel from Jerusalem to Rome was the constant presence of the Lord, guiding, directing, and inspiring his messengers. Just prior to his ascension, Christ promised, "And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." In our text, as Paul was encouraged and guided to bear witness to the gospel at Rome as in Jerusalem, we read, the Lord stood by him and said to him, good cheer, Paul. Throughout the book of Acts, God's guidance, direction, and inspiration through the Holy Spirit are most apparent. Some students of Scripture refer to the Acts of the Apostles as the Acts of the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit working through human messengers who are credited with the success of the early church in spreading the gospel. Also, in the case of Paul, our text says, the Lord stood by him. As one reads the story of Paul, one feels increasingly that through all the trials, the Lord stood by him. Not to save him from danger, but to save him in danger. That is the only kind of safety that Paul expected, the safety that saw him through danger. It was simply that the Lord stood by him. Paul did not lead a strong life. It was the Lord who stood by him throughout his career. Paul knew it. He accepted it. He literally threw himself upon it. It gave him the kind of daring that was beyond the boldness of a gladiator. He had been taught it from childhood. He led it by heart in the psalm, a thousand shall fall at thy side, but it shall not come nigh thee. Paul felt and knew in his heart that the Lord stood by him. He knew the love of God flowing through the sacrificial life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. As we begin another school year, we must remember that we possess the same message. The message of God's grace through faith in Christ our Redeemer. We have this message first for our own sinful condition by nature, then for sharing with our fellow human beings. We must put our trust on the same two factors which the church professed to Paul and the early church. The hope of the resurrection and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. As we devote this school year in preparation for a life of service to Christ's church, we must follow Paul as our paradigm, looking to the cross and to Christ's resurrection as the source of our strength. This confident assurance that the Lord is standing by us in our endeavors. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.